Blog Talk Radio.
I've left the military behind, my friend. I've left the military behind. I received a higher calling, and that is within the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. So, therefore, my task is no longer to stop the evils of abroad, across the seas, and things like that. It's the evils here, back here at home. People that think that they can just skirt along life in America and not have to pay the dues of the men and women who fight for them. And I'm talking about everyone in Congress, everyone in the Senate, everyone in the executive branch. That's what I'm talking about. So there you go. I am Desert Storm, the beast of America.
Very nice. Awesome.
No problem. So how can I assist you? You asked me to be here. Let me know what you got for me. I heard you had some questions for me.
Yes. What got you start in becoming a wrestler?
Oh, what got me my start? Well, it was something I always wanted to do before I was in the Army. And I figured, you know, once I was done, that I would you know, seek out and figure out who I had to you know, where I had to go to train. And I bumped into a friend of a friend, and this friend of a friend at the time, he suggested I go to the training school I ended up going to, which was the EWA Pain Factory located in Dundalk. And that was where I trained about 3 years ago. And, you know, ever since then, you know, things have, you know, I guess for lack of better words, taken off for me here in the state of Maryland.
Yes. And who did you idolize growing up?
Growing up, there were a few. It's funny, on Facebook, this whole 12 lists of wrestlers, your favorite wrestlers, happen. So, like, it's funny. I idolized my number one on the list, Bret the Hitman Hart. That was the guy who I, you know, he's my favorite wrestler. But then, you know, because of my size and, you know, my style of wrestling, I can't really wrestle like him, you know. Like, I can, but, you know, I decided to go a more brutal route. So guys like The Undertaker, Kevin Nash, and Kane, and stuff like that, those are other guys I looked up to, Booker T as well. So I had a very decent mix of, you know, styles that I like to try to, you know, take from. But number one on that list was definitely Bret the Hitman Hart.
Definitely great company also.
Yes.
What are your memories of working at EWA?
Well, I mean, I'm still there. So my most recently, over the past couple of years, I pretty much won every single title that I could there. And I have, over the last year at least, kind of run roughshod over the place because they kind of lost control of it, and I decided that I was going to start controlling it and take things in my own hands. But, you know, the last event we had, I unfortunately lost the casket match to Wes Mercer. So I'm not anywhere near done with things that need to be accomplished in EWA, even though I've already reached the top and stayed there for 9 months. So I have a lot more work to do, and a lot more people have to suffer for things that they've done to me. So I have a lot of good memories, have a couple of bad, but I'm going to make a whole lot more good ones.
Definitely awesome. You also have a faction there at EWA. Can you tell me about that stable?
The faction called the Department of Defense. Now it's more of a subsection of the actual Department of Defense that I'm working with, and we are the ones that have decided that, like I said earlier, are going to right a lot of the wrongs in EWA. So because of things, you know, people like Jim Christian and now Matt Wild, who used to be a part of the group, and he decided he wanted to leave, and he's going to pay for that. You know, it's a lot of things that they're doing that are just, it's just not beneficiary for people like me, for the government. And we decided that we're going to take things in our own hands. Now, I have Brent Sugar, who was the former head of the Sports Academy International Group, Sports Management International Group, excuse me. And he's a part of the Department of Defense as our Secretary of Defense. There's me, of course. There's also J.T. Moore. And with the group sort of we had a couple of hard times over the past couple of shows, I'm starting to rebuild from the inside. And you're going to see a lot of familiar faces making their way over to the Department of Defense to once and for all finish our takeover of EWA.
And definitely y'all one of the most you had also heat with wearing a Ray Rice jersey.
Well, all I'm going to say about that is that, look, I was happy the football season just started. We were like in week 3. and it's the one jersey I had around. I don't know what everyone was so upset about. I mean, half of Baltimore still has their Ray Rice jersey, so it's whatever. I didn't catch that much flack from it. You know, it's whatever. Everyone has their own beliefs. I decided that I was going to stand with my belief on the way certain things happened. Was what he did wrong, of course. But everyone deserves a second chance, you know? I mean, nobody is infallible, not even me. Barack Obama is, but I'm not infallible. So, you know, everyone deserves a second chance. If you want to get pissed off at me, that's fine, because I've been doing a lot of that over the past year or so.
Yes, and definitely he will get his second chance sooner in the NFL league.
Oh, yes. Yes, he will.
Definitely.
And rightfully so.
Right. And you also worked with Wes Mercer. How was that also?
That was brutal. We beat the what's the language rating on your show there?
Oh, it's for mature, yeah.
So more mature, okay. We beat the ever loving fucking shit out of each other. And I woke up the next morning in pain, and I know he woke up the next morning in pain because I gave him all I got, and he walked away victorious. And you know, as a very formidable opponent, you know, we've been in the EWA together for years, and it took us almost 3 years to cross paths. And when it happened, we set the building on fire, and I wanted to set him on fire, but you know, I didn't have that at my disposal at the time. Instead, I was just going to bury him. But it was a very brutal match. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun beating the shit out of him, and I would definitely like to get my chance to get my hands on him again and finish the job.
Yeah, definitely. What are your memories of working with TJ Sykes, the Thriller?
Now, TJ Sykes, when this little issue started not too long ago, he had something I wanted. It was as simple as that. He had the tag team championships. I wanted them, and I took them. I became a dual champion in EWA, heavyweight and tag team champion. And then I met the beautiful Alexis, and I saw her, and I was just like, well, that's something else I wanted. But I was advised by the Department of Defense to kind of step back and kind of deal with things, and I had a lot on my plate at the time. So once the opportunity came, I took her from him. You know, I caught him. Basically, I caught him slipping. And I took him, well, I took her, I should say, his car, and his contract for the heavyweight title. Now, the last show, he had a choice to choose between her and the contract, and he chose the contract. I mean, that's on him. I mean, she wanted him to do it, so she's still with me, and that's cool. I feed her twice a day. So, you know, she's okay. I'm not breaking too many laws here, but you know, she was something I wanted, and I got her in my possession. And come Rage in the Cage in January, he gets his chance to confront me once again. I don't know how it's going to happen, but he's going to get a chance to. And that's something that's going to play out in the next few weeks. But we have not. He's another one that I have yet to cross paths with in the ring. And it's possible it could happen at Rage in the Cage in January.
Yes. What are your memories of the angle of you kidnapping
Alexis? Well, she's the only one I've ever kidnapped. So, I'll tell you one thing. Other than what I've said already from the last question, I have nothing but great memories. If you know what I mean. I'll make sure I let TJ know that too. I hope he's listening.
I think he'll be listening, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, I'll shoot him a link. Make sure he hears it.
Yeah. And what are your memories of working at ACW?
Now, that is another monster in itself, Adrenaline Championship Wrestling. Me, I've had a blast there. I had, you know, I came in with the opportunity, opened up, you know, I had a pretty good streak of wins going until I wrestled the Patriot. And he won. I'm not going to say it was fair, but he won. And then I came back and I beat him in the flag match. And then we had that six man a couple months ago, ACW's Gold Rush. And we, you know, I basically let the not so secret service, you know, my two guys, BJ and Michael Lanz, BJ Walker and Michael Lanz, not so secret service. I let them handle things. I kind of stayed off to the side because they hadn't gotten an opportunity yet, so I let them do what they had to do. And that's how we got where we are now with the Twas the Cage fight before Christmas, where Buzz Stryker decided he wanted to challenge me because he didn't get a chance to take me out at the last event. So he's going to regret that because I'm, like I said in the video that I responded to or responded with, I'm really good in cage matches. He doesn't realize, and he is really old. So, but other than that, ACW is a great place to work, and I cannot wait to become a dual champion there as well with my boys, not Social Security Service. It'll happen. I'll make sure it happens.
Right. Right. And what are your memories of Steve Diaz?
Oh, God. Something that a lot of people don't know is that while me and Steven have formed a little bit of a kind of an alliance, if you will, because of my government's need, the people that I work for, the need to help people from his nation, if you will. You know, we actually, you know, it was easy for me and Diaz to form this alliance because we grew up together. We've been friends for a long time. So it's actually, you know, it's actually pretty cool. We're able to work together and talk to the masses and spread the message that needs to be spread. So I have a lot of good memories about Steven. Most that are classified. And I'll pretty much just leave it at that.
And what's your memories of Matt Wilde?
Matt Wilde. Well, we had some good times, you know. We traveled together. We used to travel together, and we used to, you know, we were a tag team before I joined was given the Department of Defense. You know, before it became a thing, we were tag partners together. We traveled up and down the East Coast, and I was shocked when he turned his back on me because he just couldn't follow directions. He had to be the guy. You know, he had to be the guy, and he stopped following directions when I was always the one that he should have been listening to in the first place. He has a really big mouth for such a small person, and yes, he is a small person. So he had a really big mouth, still does, and it's going to cost him very, very soon. Very soon. He thinks that because he won the Evolution contract, which guarantees him a heavyweight championship, he thinks that he's going to be able to just swoop in and grab it kind of like I did. That's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's not going to be like when I did it. And he's going to be facing some trials and tribulations, and it's going to be a heavy hand coming down from the Department of Defense on top of Matt Wilde.
He's better be locked and loaded for that.
Oh, trust me, if I know Matt, he probably already is, but the numbers game is going to catch up to him real soon.
And do you have any memories of Ron Simmons going encounter with him?
Ron. Good old Ron. Ron Simmons. Mr. Simmons, class act. Scholar and a gentleman. All I did was ask him a simple question. I asked him if, you know, what his thoughts were on Obamacare. I mean, I even put him over out there. I told him, I was like, hey, you're a a double Hall of Famer. You're in the Collegiate Football Hall of Fame, and you're in the WWE Hall of Fame. It's like, you know, all I did. So I figured he was the most intelligent person in the room, and other than me, of course, and the not-so-secret service. And I figured, you know, he could just answer the question. And I gave him this opportunity, and he had to say that word, that catchphrase that has been out there for years, and it just won't seem to go away, you know. But I honestly, even though he did what he did and he decided he wanted to team up with the Patriot or whatever and say that there was a bunch of nonsense that I was speaking, you know, he's a class act. I'll give him that much. I will not take that away from him because he is a legend. He's a legend. But he needs to make smarter decisions next time. It's best I can say.
Yeah, definitely. What are your memories of AWL?
AWL. Yeah, that was a lot of fun too. It was definitely very, very much a learning experience, and they were a very good group of guys. And you know, I made a lot of decisions while I was there. You know, basically deciding that instead of putting on the, you know, carrying around the red, white, and blue, that I was going to continue to preach the rhetoric out there, and that's how I ran in the Fed Up. And, you know, it was just, like I said, it was a learning experience. We didn't, you know, me and Mustafa, we didn't come out on top that day, but it was definitely something I'm never going to forget. And the group of guys that worked there, all, once again, class acts. And, you know, it was good. It was good times. That's what I'll say about that. It was good times.
Yeah. And what are your memories of Chris Cloud?
Chris Wild. I've actually never worked with Chris Wild. I think I may have shared a locker room with him. Oh, Chris Clough. Okay, I didn't say Chris Wild. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Clough. Okay. My one memory of Chris Clough is when he bumped me off the commentary table and decided he wanted to take over the show at ACW. That was very rude and uncalled for. And he's lucky he moved to Florida because I was very, very upset that night. Because I had a gig going. It was a good gig. It was a paying gig, and he took it over. So that's my memory. Oh, and he wears kilts. And he likes the Ghostbusters. But I love the Ghostbusters. See, I'm a way bigger fan than he is. That's my memory.
Yeah, definitely. And you also worked for, is it GXW?
Yes, GXW down in Richmond. Yes, I am actually still currently one half of the tag team champions down there.
And,
we have it. Oh,
no. You can go right ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was just going to say my partner is injured. He actually tore his bicep a few months ago over the summer while we were wrestling the Russian Destroyers. And, you know, and coincidentally, in that same match, one of the Russian Destroyers got injured. So everyone's been healing. I'm still waiting for my partner to get back, you know, and we're going to continue to defend those titles down there and tear up GXW down in the Richmond, Virginia area.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your memories of DCW?
DCW, once again, that was a locker room full of a lot of classy guys. I made my debut there a few months ago. I wrestled Alexander James, who somehow actually was able to cheat more than I could. It was kind of weird. And, you know, he gave me the little blow. I can't really get mad at the guy. He had to win how he had to. But, you know, it was a good place, good times, classy organization. I would love to return there soon someday. I want, you know, when I have the time and the ability to get over there. So it's a really good place.
Yeah, Yes. Definitely a good one. And what are your memories of Dynamite Championship Wrestling?
Dynamite Championship Wrestling. Same, pretty much the same thing. It's just, you know, I rarely go into an organization and ever have a bad time. I'm one of those guys that looks at the glass half full and not half instead of half empty. And, you know, I find myself, you know, with the ability to get along with a lot of people. And Dynamite Championship Wrestling, it's another place that's exactly the same, you know, as the last place I just said. It's just a lot of, you know, it's a lot of classy people, and it's a well-run organization. In case for, you know, for people who've never been there and never seen the crowd, crowd's very lively. So it's a good place.
Yes. What's your memories of Rage Pro Wrestling?
Oh, that was just this past weekend. I've worked three shows with them, all three of their shows, and they are still a brand new organization, and you know they're getting their legs, you know, getting their stuff together up in Pennsylvania. They're working seemingly all over the state, as they've done two shows in Hanover and one in Greenville, which was the one this past weekend, which is an hour west of Pittsburgh. So it looks like they're spreading around the state of Pennsylvania. And they, from what I understand, have a show in January. I'm not going to say too much about it because I don't have that much information about it, but I do know that they are planning a show in January, plan to have one. And, of course, once that happens, there will be way more details about what's coming.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yep. And for anybody who happened to have missed it, they actually had a really good, very brutal, hardcore match for their heavyweight championship. It was a false count anywhere match, false count anywhere, for their heavyweight championship between Robbie Illuminati and Balls Mahoney. And it was probably one of the probably the closest I've been to one of the most brutal matches I've ever seen. So that was a good show. Good match they had there, and I'm sure there will be more to come.
And who would you like to face and the work with down the line that you haven't worked with?
I would like to before I retire, because everybody has to retire at some point. Before I'm done, I would love to work Steve Diaz at ECW. Or wherever, but I would rather do it in ECW because I feel like that would be the most sensical place. I love, you know, have a friendly, you know, one-on-one match with a guy that I feel like I can call a compatriot and a friend. And, you know, we actually, it's something, you know, in case people who are listening don't know, ECW has a show December 12th where two of the guys I just mentioned, Diaz and Robbie Illuminati, are going to be wrestling over the ACW Light Heavyweight Championship on that show. Diaz is actually who I would like to face, the next guy that I would like to get my hands on and have a nice little contest with.
Yes. Do you currently watch the product of WWE, TNA, or Ring of Honor?
I hear there. The funny thing is, a lot of the times, because I'm actually quite busy doing a lot of other things, I actually happen to catch most of Raw tonight. TNA, I don't really catch. ROH, their shows usually come on when I'm either at a show or coming back from a show, so I typically miss ROH. So I'm not really following it. I pay attention to some major things between the groups, but you know, unless it's the pay per views or what have you for WWE, I kind of miss some of the stuff. But, you know, if I hear something important happened or something funny or whatever, I'll go back and check it out, like on the internet or something.
Yes. Even though some people brag about the ups and downs of TNA, but some people are very serious about continue to have TNA around because to keep jobs in the business.
I support that.
Right. Don't wish no company to go out of business or nothing like that. But I don't, and that would be a major blow if that would have happened in the future.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I mean, we all need jobs. We all need a place to work, you know. So, I mean, I would never wish a wrestling company to go out of business, you know. That's what's the point, you know. That's taken away from everybody else and the people
right.
that work there. So, you know, it's just, you know, and I know a couple of people that work there currently or have worked there, and, you know, it's just like, you know, people will say whatever, you know. I can't really give an opinion because I've never been in their locker room, but, you know, like I said, like you said, it's a place to go. There's no point in wishing it ill, you know. We as fans and we as workers just wanted to get better. Everything. That includes WWE. We all just wanted to get better. We wanted to stay good, you know, because we all have those memories of the time of when things were, when we liked it. Some people liked the rock and wrestling era. Some people liked WCW in the early 90s. Some people liked WCW in the mid to late 90s. Some people liked the Attitude Era, you know, the new generation. Some people, you know, everyone has their thing. And it's just like now we're just looking for, you know, the next generational push when it comes to professional wrestling. We're just waiting for it. It's going to happen. You know, it cycles, you know, almost once every decade. It's going to happen. It's coming. It's just, you know, and that's what keeps the business rolling.
Right. Yeah, because people definitely learn from when WCW and ECW went out of business, and that definitely caused a lot of low viewerships, and they didn't gain none of their loyal fans or nothing like that. They either stopped watching or stayed on the stayed on the indies.
Yeah, 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 and it's fresh in everybody's mind because, you know, with the new era and technology, everything, you know, especially with the internet, you know, everybody knows or everybody thinks they knows what's going on because of the rumor mill and how fast information travels, whether it's gossip or truth or lies or whatever. And because it's still fresh in everybody's mind, the disaster that was with WCW and ECW being bought out and just what happened after that, you know, it's, you know, why would we want that to happen again?
Yeah, we definitely don't want to repeat itself.
Exactly.
Definitely continue with the company and keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any plugs for any upcoming shows or any and others?
Oh, absolutely. I have tons. I was waiting for this. okay. You have Adrenaline Championship Wrestling presents Twas the Cage Fight Before Christmas. That is on, I believe, one second. Let me make sure I get the date right. No, it's on December 12th. It is Friday, December 12th, 2014. The address is 8855 Veterans Highway, Millersville, Maryland, 21108. Tickets for the front row are $30. General admission, $20. Doors are open at 6:30. Bell time is 7:30. If you want to check out some more info or get tickets, visit www.adrenalinewrestling.com. Or you can call 410-608-1141. After that, January 24th, that's a Saturday night, EWA presents Rage in the Cage in another cage show. It's going to be at 2501 Putty Hill Avenue at the Tall Cedars Hall. Tickets are going to be $15 for front row, $12 for general admission. Your main event, what it's looking like right now, is going to be EWA Heavyweight Champion Sean Cannon taking on Matt Wild. I don't know what I'm doing yet, of course, but that's the deal with that. As far as those two shows go, as well as I'm going to plug Burger Cookies because it was requested that I do so. Burger Cookies is delicious, and they're chocolate, and seriously, they're good. Buy them. Other than that, I really don't. I don't think I have anything else. Oh yeah, my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/DesertStormFanpage, is my fan page. Please come over, give it a like. You'll get more information of where I'm going to be, whether it be in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, or Delaware. And that's all I got.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our viewers going to be definitely taking notes on that.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
To come out to see you on any of these events and to join your fan page, definitely, and support.
Awesome, cool. And there'll definitely be plenty of videos of me making a fool of myself or other people. And you can also find out more about a lot of the events and what matches are coming up. And that also includes merchandise, because I have some awesome T-shirts that you guys need to buy and wear at the show so I can point you out.
Yes, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor tonight.
All right. So it was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. Please, yeah. I love to do this again in the future.
Yeah, you're welcome to come back. Definitely.
All right. All right, cool. Thank you for having me. I guess I will be signing off. And this is for everyone out there. Pledge allegiance. Don't forget to vote. Love and support your veterans. And Desert Storm's out. See ya. Thanks for having me again.
All right. You have a wonderful night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Desert Storm. Yeah, if you want to get in lost my train of thought right there. If you want to look for this archive, go to Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook or blogtalkradio.com under Wrestling X Factor Radio. Desert Storm. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later. My time.
more about the timing. So I got the Audemars, flawless diamonds. In other words, that's called perfect timing. I feel like a favor, I feel like a savior. They clock in my neck, I feel like I'm flavor. I go so hard.